Hey, everybody. How's it going? I hope you're having a wonderful day. Welcome back to another Timmins Podcast. I'm your host, Timmin, and this is my podcast, Great Conversations with Great People. And man, do I have a great conversation today. But before that, let's get to some business. First off, if you're not following me on YouTube, go ahead, head on over to YouTube.com and type in Timmins Podcast, and you'll find an array of videos where I edit, put this together, and post it. And I appreciate everyone who has been following. It's been cool to see that number grow. Not that it's all about numbers, but I think at some point, numbers do matter. And I think you get paid by YouTube. Also, maybe I don't want to put all my eggs in the YouTube basket because some of the stuff I talk about, they keep telling me I'm not allowed to. So shout out to everyone who listens to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google. If you want to, leave me a review. I appreciate that. If you hate me, leave me a review. If you love me, leave me a review. That just helps the podcast out. So also, today's sponsor is sponsored by Quiet River Massage and Revival. If you've not heard, I do get paid to talk about Jasmine's business, Quiet River Massage and Revival in Syracuse, Indiana. Shout out to Jasmine. She's a rock star. Literally, she knows how to use hot rocks and deal with any aches, pains, knots, tension that you may be having. Those hot rocks literally melt that away. And it's almost April and it's 4 months in. You should have at least had 4 massages this year. And if not, you have another 8 coming up. So for sure, get in, get a massage, hit Jasmine up. She uses essential oils. She does 30, 60, 90-minute massages, Syracuse, Indiana. Link to her website's below in the show notes. Just click the little button, look at it, and it says Quiet River Massage Revival. Book there. If you're on Instagram, go follow her, quiet_river_massage. And yeah, if you have had a massage by her, give her a review. She would appreciate it. And yeah, for sure. Jasmine, thanks so much for sponsoring today's episode. Jasmine, I don't know if you want to be associated with today's episode, but that's okay. You're sponsoring this one. So today's episode, I sat down with my buddies Phil and Lincoln, and we had a fun conversation. It wasn't your typical Timmins podcast where I'm sitting there and it's, you know, talking about getting to know them. I know Phil. I know Lincoln. Lincoln and I actually podcasted for a long time. During COVID, we did close to 500 podcast episodes. Go back and check that out, daily content. And things got a little wild in the best of ways. So I don't know if I should say this, but viewer discretion advised, maybe. If you don't like the conversation, turn it off. That's totally fine. Give me a little comment about why you hated it so much. But yeah, things got wild and it was a lot of fun. And I appreciate those two buddies coming and hanging out and some of the tales that were told. I got a kick out of, and so I'm glad I'm documenting these conversations and posting them. So, all right, you guys enjoy. We'll catch you guys on the next Timmins podcast. But for now, enjoy Phil and Lincoln and the craziness we got into. Bye. Okay, now we're live.
Now
you can do your thing. Okay. Go for it.
What's up, guys? This isn't mine.
Yeah, this is. Pull that a little bit closer. Guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much on short notice coming down to my basement and drinking beers with me. Adult beverages.
I made room in my schedule.
Yeah. You're a busy man.
I have a job.
You're a busy man.
No, I'm not.
Phil, thank you so much for coming.
Phil has a job. We all have jobs.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Can you take your mic and just move it just like this? Yeah, there we go.
It's back. I have it slid as close to the edge of the table as I can.
Dig it.
Trying to put my face in it. Right in the mic.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for making it. Thanks for having us. Welcome. That's all I have.
You want to...
Should we just restart? Should we just do it?
Yeah.
How many times did we just like just restart?
We restarted a lot of podcasts.
I'm so lost in what just happened.
We should say we're going to restart.
And then don't.
And don't.
Oh, you wanted out.
Welcome back.
What song
did you want? Welcome back.
Welcome back
to the Timmin and Lincoln and Phil show. I'm your host, Tim and Lincoln and Phil.
Hey, we're back.
You want to play a song?
Yeah, hey, I was going to say, I should have queued it up. That would have been the move because you told me.
Should we restart?
Yeah, I think we should.
Probably.
We'll restart
right now. All right, welcome.
See, I'm used to intro music. Where's the intro music, man?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you can't hit us with a cold open like that.
3, 2, 1.
This is a pretty good one.
Did it hurt when I cold opened? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know what doesn't hurt?
Tell me.
Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, Bud Light.
This podcast, everyone, big news. Timmons podcast. It was so much noise right in my ear.
Should we restart?
No, yeah. I think we leave.
We should restart. Let's restart.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead. You were saying...
I don't know anymore.
So, yeah, Timmons podcast sponsored by Bud Light. No longer.
You should just jump to the chorus.
Yeah, I don't know what it's...
I feel like the effect is just gone.
Okay, let's restart. Let's like completely hardcore, hard reset.
We'll forget everything we talked about the last 10 minutes.
It's okay. Here we go. Are we ready?
4, 5. Told them you were living 6. Downtown. Driving all the old men
crazy. The boys are back in town. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Back to another Timon and Lincoln and Phil podcast.
Do you have some doubts about if we've actually restarted the podcast? Because I have no idea.
Have we been podcasting this whole time?
Yeah, who knows?
Have we begun to podcast?
I'm so thankful that you guys are here. The boys are back. We're here.
Still have no idea.
We got things we got to do. I'm excited. I'm excited to chat with you guys. You guys were able to take a little bit of time out of your schedule. I'm busy schedules. And who better to spend a Friday night with than the boys? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm definitely getting copyrighted from the Boys Are Back in Town song.
They can have all the money you make from this episode.
Sponsored by Bud Light.
Sponsored by Bud Light. Always brewed using choicest hops, best barley malt, and rice.
Yep. Yes.
I didn't know that was their slogan.
You weren't a big fan of this until just a little bit ago.
I'm still not a big fan of this. Because I have principles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you hate this beer so much? I mean, you don't have to go on record, but you can just nonchalantly off record tell us why. It's just the boys.
Yep. It's just the boys and a bunch of new listeners that did not listen to... Well, maybe they did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should give your listeners more credit than that.
Yeah. It's our listeners.
I just feel like I come back on the podcast and you have... perhaps a smarter, more intellectual crowd now that listens instead of
yeah, maybe
the people who liked hearing what I had to say. I have never been a Bud Light fan.
Right.
We were talking before we started podcasting, I think, about the beers that we used to consume in the early days, and Bud Light was not among them. So that's the story. Obviously their recent, sort of advertising snafu, I think made a lot of people not like them that much.
Yeah.
As evidenced by their diminished sales over the past quarter.
Billions of dollars of losses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smooth.
It is smooth. It's sweet.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. Were you going to say something? You had something around the tip of your tongue. Okay, cool.
Sorry about it. I just kept talking.
I love it. It's interesting because, you know, you were just chatting a little bit about the good old days, the days when we mm-hmm. when we used mm-hmm. to podcast all the time. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with someone about that recently, and he was explaining to me that you can use this person I was chatting with was explaining to me that you can use AI to take all of your audio, compile it, edit it. Because you produce so much content, mm-hmm. and then create a book with a storyline from all of those, you know, like a nice little ebook, edited, cut down, trimmed, all the oohs, all the ahs, just the highlights. This is one continuous story of possibly daily content coming to a bookstore near you.
I don't know if I like that. What a weird book that's going to be.
That was like,
it's going to be five chapters. Yeah. The chapters are going to be bike rides, keto, yeah. COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did we talk about? Whatever else we talked about.
That's about it. Yeah. Those three
cicadas.
Topics. Cicadas.
Yeah.
I hear that 2024 is the year of the cicada.
I've heard that too.
Again. I thought it was interesting that 2020 was actually the year of cicada, happens every 7 years, and here we are.
2024.
4 years later, yep. And it being the year of the cicada again.
Yeah, this is the year of the real cicada. It's two cicadas, cicada trifectas.
See, the thing about this, yeah, there's two different types of cicadas. One comes out a little bit earlier than the other one.
Like 3 years?
Yeah. One's like every 13 years and one's every 17 years.
Yeah,
and
like
this
that.
Year, they're now...
We'll say, sometimes they overlap and they come up together, which is supposedly what's supposed to happen this year.
Right. And an eclipse.
I hate all you of guys are liars.
I read this off the internet, and the internet has never lied to me once.
Yeah.
Yeah, an eclipse. You know, how does the sun rise west and set east? Big questions.
Right.
If
is that what the
well, I mean, the trajectory, if you look
it's
at
coming
it,
from the west,
it's coming
right?
from the west.
Is it, yeah, that's fascinating.
I don't know. I'm no astrologist,
right?
Nor am I an astronomer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, I guess the last time this happened, this is again from the internet, which has told me nothing but truth my whole life. I've never seen a lie, never read a lie. The last time an eclipse like this happened, the Liberty Bell cracked. It's the reason why the Liberty Bell cracked. It's because of an earthquake that happened during the eclipse, and it cracked the Liberty Bell. And the Mississippi flowed north, not south, supposedly. Again.
I think you're going to get confused
30 with
seconds. The Nile River.
Denial.
The Nile that flows south to north?
Yeah. No, that's supposedly when the eclipse happened. That's what the Mississippi did on that day during that time.
Switch direction.
Again, 30 seconds. Instagram gave me everything I needed to know. No fact checks because it's on Instagram. No community notes. I don't know if it's legit or not, but I believe it. Here we are. Boys are back in town. Oh, that's not them. Okay.
We do need the separate cough buttons.
You just give me the link. I can see now you're muted. Try coughing in. I heard it. it was beautiful. Guys, thanks so much for let's just rerun this again, maybe one more time. No,
I don't know if we restart the podcast or not.
we'll make that judgment later. We have enough edits that we can decide to do that if we want to.
So just welcome to Timmons Podcast, sponsored by Bud Light. We don't like men's no more.
It's just going to be memes the whole time. What do you guys think about AI? What are your thoughts?
I've never thought about it truly by myself once in my entire life. It's only ever been brought up in conversations.
Yeah. Have you used it?
No.
No. Have you used it?
All the time.
Yeah. See, I was asked in this conversation about the AI with the book, I was asked to do a talk on it at Mission 72.
Oh, interesting.
Why Christians should be part of AI. Nice. I like it. Mic drop. So, it was really interesting to kind of talk through all that stuff. So I'm now on a fact-finding mission to see what the local populist thinks about AI, you know?
Here's how I look at this, right? AI is computers. Computers, boiled down eventually, is numbers. Math.
Yep.
The devil made math. Get it away from me.
So where do you get the devil? I follow the train of thought until the devil made math. Is that just your?
Just math is my own personal hell.
You just hate it. It's so logic.
It scares me.
It's just math is nice because you can tell if you're legit or not. You know if it's right or wrong. It's a language. You just gotta understand it. It's like the devil made Spanish.
He did.
Yeah. You know, you just don't understand the language. Once you understand it, it's like, oh, this is nice.
After years and years of attempts, not quite there.
Yeah, you didn't have that Saxon math.
Yeah, I just figured out how to do math properly in my head this year. So take a baby steps.
Okay. Hey, it's no, I mean, that's the fundamental. Then you grow from there. Next thing you're doing, you're pre-calculus and you're doing algebra and tracking eclipse that goes from west to east. You know, that's all math, right? Yep.
AI. I don't know what calculus is.
I'm not sure either. I think you calculate stuff.
I don't think so.
Did you do calculus?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
I had to take a pre-calculus class in high school.
I stopped at algebra 2.
I think calculus is like YX.
Mm.
You know.
A lot of graphs.
I'm not gay no more. Graphs. I'm gay. When you know, you can figure out where it's at on the...
Women.
It's pretty like negative Y and a little bit negative X. You know. I'm probably way off. I have no clue. It's been so long since I've done the calculus. Yeah. What are your thoughts on AI, Lincoln?
I
said you use it all the time.
I do. Yeah, I use ChatGPT a lot. I use it as a... So I use it for a couple of things, I guess. The main thing I use it for is to get over like writer's block with everything. And so I'll like type something like make the following concise and like flow grammatically. And then I'll just like word vomit into it to get it to spit out like an email for me to send.
Yeah. Ideas. All your ideas.
And like, I don't use everything it generates. I'll take bits
snippets
and pieces
of it
and like fill it out with my own stuff usually. So I use it for that a lot just to not get, cause I get like writer's block a lot.
Yeah. How do I want to say this?
How should I say this? Or like,
Probably. Yeah.
I think so. Anyone who teaches writing will probably say to do exactly that. Just start writing, just start getting it out
and then edit.
But that's not fun and no one does that. So I just use ChatGPT to summarize and spit back out stuff to me. I use it for some Excel like programming. That's nice. It's usually right when it comes to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, and probably the least crucial, I use it as like a glorified Google search.
Yeah.
What is, how do you do this, whatever. Yeah. And it's not always right when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. I don't use it for writing as much, but I use it more for, formulas, like you said, Excel formulas. Sometimes I use it to like code for me. And it's a little bit more on the Google side of things where it's like, this is kind of okay, but it doesn't do everything I want it to. Mm-hmm. And then I use it for glorified Google. Like, how do I Google this correctly? Ask ChatGPT, and then it tells me how to Google it the best. You know, what I need that. Because I know what I kind of want, but then I ask it, and it tells me, oh, you have to ask. This is the phrase you want to use when you're looking for these things. I'm like, oh, so this is what I want to be looking for when I'm looking for this stuff online. Tunnels. New York. Anyways, yeah.
I used to be kind of scared of it, but after using it a little bit, it's not smarter than we are.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like the human side of the computer.
It's like all of the data that we've fed into this machine, it just spits out, and it's only as right as whatever it's been fed. Whether it'll like stay that way, I don't know. Will it be able to learn and like make judgment calls for itself, or like?
Is it already?
Who knows?
Has it been? Is that what's running the United States?
I'll believe anything at this point regarding our...
Or the algorithms, like all of our stuff is ran by it. You just don't even... Phil, you're just not even...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't do anything that really I could use it for. So
Would you ever use it, you think?
No, I don't know. That seems like cheating.
Hmm.
If I don't know the answer, I'm just not going to know the answer. That's how life is. Sometimes you don't find the answers. What are you going to do? You know?
Pray.
Right. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. it's interesting because I've heard kind of two or three different viewpoints on it. And people who are all into it, people who are like kind of into it, and the people who are like, yeah, don't even touch it. You know,
it seems like something. It starts off making things easier, and then eventually, things happen, like people lose jobs, things become like pointless.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the people who are losing jobs are the ones who, it's like the it's the computer programmers who are losing jobs. It's the it's the writers. You know what I mean? The ones who do writing all day long, the PhD, like I'm going to compile information together and write a paper on it. They're the ones who are losing the most jobs. The people who are not losing jobs, the ones who, like the person who has the most job security, guy who cuts hair. You know what I mean? AI is not taking that. The guy who does, you know, plumbing, AI is not going to take over. The more skills, the skill set jobs, those are the ones that are like, the people who do graphic design, they're losing their jobs, you know, in droves. The
It's
interesting. Yeah. Hmm. It was explained to me. I thought this was a really good way of explaining it. AI is, think about this. So 1,000 people have an amazing idea on how to do a movie. Feature-length movie, 2 hours, right? Hour and a half. 2.5 hours, however long a feature length movie is, hour and a half. Okay. Have this brilliant idea. Out of those thousands of people, let's say it's 1,000 people, how many people have the money, the capital, the political connections, the knowledge to connect with someone who can edit, who can film it, who can write it, who can do all, like have all of those pieces? Out of that 1,000, maybe let's say one or two, handful, small amount. Who may have all of the knowledge, connections, all the right pieces to make this feature-length movie. So there's 1,000 ideas to make a movie, but only one is going to produce that movie. Mm-hmm. Well, what AI does is it removes the technicians behind the idea. So now 1,000 people have an idea for a feature-length movie. They can now all create that feature-length movie using the machine that used to have technicians to make it all work. But now those technicians are gone. They're out of the job. They don't need lighting. They don't need graphic design. They don't need, you know, CGI. They don't need it. It's just now you have an idea. And now we're going to have 1,000 awful movies. But right now we have 1,000 awful movies already. So it's like, so the people who have good ideas.
Yeah, like a fan-generated movie. Uh-huh.
The people who have good ideas, their idea will rise because people will watch it and be like, man, that was cool. That was good. But that was never available until now.
It is fascinating because it's almost like putting, like to that.
The machine always needed technicians, yeah. And AI is now that technician, and it's accessible, and we can just chat with it. So that's what we're going to talk about at Mission 72 is why do we need Christians who interact with AI? They're the ones that have the, not everyone, but they will have the good, the solid, those ideas that they can then put into that world and produce that content that can push. And so that's kind of the conversation that we're going to have. Pretty interesting, huh? Hmm. It's like, dude, that got me excited. I'm going to clip this and I'm going to use it as a Bud Light.
Yeah,
our sponsor, Bud Light.
Don't listen to any other.
Yeah, part of this podcast.
Nope, just that little part of it.
That's it.
Uh-huh. I just apart from like occasional phone use, I don't really have any use for, like.
Yeah, but you're creative.
Yeah, but I don't know. That just seems like a scapegoat. I don't know.
It's an amplifier for your creativity.
I'll tell you this, right? So I've been, the past, like, at least 7-6 months, I try to write just anything.
Yeah.
At least once. So I'll sit down for, like, 20 minutes. I just find 20 minutes throughout my day.
Right.
Just write something. Anything, right? You should see this notebook. I look like a crazy person.
That's okay.
I mean, it is psychotic. The thing, like, because sometimes, like, I'll be doing it like late at night, like because I gotta get it done. So it's like I'm on my last like
brain bit stuff
before my, you know, I'm completely shut down and sleep, and I've started to write something, and then like, oh no, I messed up something. I start writing it again. I have one that's 12 pages. It's the same sentence over and over and over again. It just slowly trails off like I'm a schizophrenic patient.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're at least writing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure there's some good stuff in there. It might all be nonsense, but I mean, doing all of that is what makes that, I don't know, useful.
Right. What if it was like making, instead of writing every night, what if you just made a movie every single day? You just, and then at the end of the year, you've made 365 movies. Yeah, they're all crazy, and then there maybe one movie is 1 hour long of just the same sentence over and over and over until you trail off, right? But in all that notebook, I'm just that's I think that's what
it sounds. It sounds like a factory for Instagram reels.
Yeah, and yet we watch them.
Just so
like
I
the cartoon Instagram reels, okay. Just like sorry,
I follow some of these accounts.
Yeah.
I follow some AI sci-fi Instagram accounts.
Oh, really?
Some of them are fully AI generated picture and text.
Okay.
Those are kind of
hit or miss.
They're kind of word soup sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't followed. But there's one that I follow that is a guy who writes. He's a writer and just uses Midjourney for like the visuals.
Oh, nice.
It's really cool.
That's cool.
It's fun. Yeah.
Because it adds to like the visual aspect.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And he's figured out like what he
and it's probably
works.
Creativity too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen some really fun stuff where it's like all of the, I think I talked about this, but all of the rappers, you know, famous rappers, if they're white, Lil Wayne, well, it looks like a white person. Tupac, well, he looks like a white person. And it's like, dude, I've seen that guy walking down Goshen. Mm. You know, it just switches it a little bit. And you're like, oh, that looks like Tupac, but he also looks white. Like, it just blew my mind a little bit. I'm like, that's fascinating. You can have those thoughts. Someone had that thought and was like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting.
It is fascinating coming across those videos or it's like it's the multiple pictures where it's like, you know, create like a frog in a pond. And the next one is, you know, now he's a 4-star general. And it's just like, it just keeps spiraling out until like there's no other option.
Mormon, but more Mormonly. Yeah,
even more Mormon. Yeah. Now even more Mormon.
1,000 kids. The holy city behind it. More Mormonly. The most Mormon woman ever. That was one I saw. It was just like, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Do you think we're having conversations about AI the way people used to talk about the internet?
I think it's just a tool. I don't think it's...
No, I don't think the generation that was around when the internet was being invented were that...
You don't think somewhere in the Midwest in the year 1998 there was a Bible study group talking about how the internet's demonic.
Oh,
yeah, Mark of the Beast.
Yeah,
100%.
Or okay. Let's take it back.
I know groups that still have
Let's take it back to like when phones were invented. Let's take it back to when, you know what I mean, like when
they outlawed child slavery.
Let's talk about
the
like
devil's work.
The printing press.
The children yearn for the mind.
They still do.
That is a joke if you're a new viewer.
Sponsored by Bud Light.
Sponsored by
that joke specifically was sponsored by Bud Light.
I was on a walk with Allison and little Noah, and it was one of these days like last month or 2 months ago where it was really nice. Mm-hmm. And just everyone's out. We're walking and we hear the ice cream truck.
Uh-oh.
We're like, okay. So we do a little loop. We go over by the library. There's three kids, like probably 10 years old, 12 years old. I don't know. And they're just sitting there and on the corner. So we walk by them. And as we're going, they're like, hey, have you lived around here for a while? And I'm like, yeah, since 2016. It's like, okay. Do you think the ice cream truck's coming back around? I was like, like, that was their yearning question. I was like, I don't think so, bro. I saw it go this way. I chatted with them a little bit. And so they were like sitting and talking to us for a little bit. And I was like, all right, guys, well, I hope it does come around. If I see it, I'll let them know. But, you know, the best way to get it is to do the gritty. And the gritty is what all the young kids are doing. So as we're leaving, all three of these kids are just grittying up and down the street. It was so funny. These kids would definitely be great miners, but they're just grittying these days. You know,
I don't know.
On TikTok. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's a kid thing. It's a kid thing, dude. It was such a heartwarming.
Isn't it fascinating? Sorry.
You're good. When sorry, you listeners. Come across,
we have to edit that out.
No, it's not happening.
Well, no. That realization is that, like, at some point, we'll get to, like, as more generations are being born, the less you have any clue what's happening. You know what I mean? It's just like generation. There used to be, like, between generations, like, I know these things. Like, I can relate to this and this, you know.
I think it's...
And then eventually, there's no relating at all anymore.
I think it's more amplified. now than ever because we can live in our echo chambers.
Oh, yeah.
And you just live in your, like, school is just your group of peers. I think at one point school used to be inter-grade. You know what I mean? Like from second grade to eighth grade would be in one thing, or from second grade to high school or kindergarten to high school would all be in one thing. So like they would all have the same experience, not just second graders having second grade experiences. They would have the same experience as a high schooler would have as a fourth grader because they're in the same learning environment. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So there was a lot more of unity. And then prior to that, before even the school system, in 1918, 18 somethings, you used to live in tribes. So you would have like the elders teaching you. So there was a lot more connectivity because you'd be talking to the older generation. You weren't just second graders hanging out with second graders, you know. But now we live second graders hanging out with second graders who then go online and only talk to second graders or, you know, someone who's posting as a second grader. That's not good either. But and then whatever AI is throwing in the algorithm. So I feel like we're getting even more compartmentalized in like this is like just not associating with each other, not communicating with each other, not connected with each other. And I don't think that's good. Mm. But yeah, I remember when a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend of yours said AF and she was 3 or 4 years younger than me. I had no clue what that meant. I'm like,
you know, Tim, and it's funny you brought that up because I was trying to remember when I stopped feeling relevant to the internet. And the age in my mind was like 24, 25. The first time in my life when I realized there are people younger than me and there are things that all happen after me.
Yeah.
I keep coming across, like, I half. Understand half. What they are.
Half.
I understand what it is and what they're, like, doing, but I just have no, like, I don't know. I don't hate it. But yeah. There's something about it just like, I don't have the energy to care about this.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to.
Yeah.
You don't need to care about it.
Internet's just passing us by.
Yeah.
But there's too much to like stay plugged in and like care about everything.
Yeah.
Like there used to be not that much to follow online.
Yeah.
You could like Harlem Shake. Right. Like every trend you could see, like every aspect of it. And now there's just so much happening that it's a waste of time to not to say it wasn't a waste of time before. Cause it definitely
was. Yeah.
But there's not just one thing happening at a time on the internet now.
I you can't see the people who have caught at least tried to stay connected with it. And you see them go insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you watch them online going insane. You're like, dude, go touch grass. You know, now that's a hate comment. You can't really say that, but
a lot of, have you
say go touch grass?
Yeah. It's offensive.
To who?
To people who
can't,
spend their whole time
allergic.
On yeah.
People who are allergic.
People who are allergic to grass.
Yes.
They exist.
Suck.
It does. Have you seen the amount of YouTubers who have like retired from YouTube in the past couple of months? It's been a lot. And like a lot of them are like, I started in 2014. So it's been 10 years, which, yeah, it's a long time to work a job.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a long time to work YouTube. But like, if you're looking at when like, the era of the internet we're talking about is about that era where like there wasn't that much happening and they have kind of gone crazy trying to make
a lot
it work
of
for
them.
Yeah.
Let's try to stay relevant.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. And they do all these different things. Oh yeah. The YouTube polls I get caught up in is like those like stories about people. I don't know, Sonny V too, or I don't know if you've heard of him or
like the stairs in the woods.
Yeah.
No,
you know I've story? Seen that one.
That's a good one.
I don't remember it, but I've seen like,
mm-hmm. It's not that
it goes into something and
it's kind of a word soup story.
Yeah, I was talking more like the rise and fall of this YouTuber, and then it tells the whole story about it, and it's some guy commentating on all of this stuff. You know how Logan Paul scammed millions, and you know, like those kind of telling the story of the story.
I was there when it happened.
Yeah.
I was there when he found that potentially staged dead body in the woods in Japan.
Yeah.
I remember that seeing that video happen.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was wild.
Look at us. Old.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we don't care anymore. Because there's stuff like that happening now that I just don't even pay attention to.
Yeah, it's genocide in places of the world that you get to see videos of.
But some
drone footage
with AI, I don't even know if some of that's legit.
Real?
Yeah, I don't even. I can't. I'm almost like now it's so much, and I just tune it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's.
I just assume nothing's real.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to assume it. Is there really going to be an eclipse? I doubt it.
Why are they telling us to have 2 weeks of food and water saved up for it?
Yeah, for the eclipse?
Yeah.
That's who's telling us that? I've not heard this. Have they, you heard this?
People.
Have you heard this, Phil?
Do
we need to have generators?
I think so.
Okay. Probably should get one.
They're also saying don't stop your cars on the side of the road because it's dangerous.
Okay.
Crazy.
Do you remember the last eclipse, 2017?
Yeah.
I walked out and looked at it.
It was bright. Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at it for a second. I looked at it like that.
Oh,
my
really?
Hand up.
I had the little glasses.
I didn't have the glasses.
I'll buy some glasses.
Well, I used a welder's mask.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Where were you, listener, when the last eclipse happened?
2017.
2017. I was liver and bread.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, I was home.
But you were.
Because
that's the world you were living in.
1 p.m. Yeah. Yeah. What were you doing in 2017, Phil?
During the eclipse?
Or any time in 2017.
Oh, 2017? Not a lot.
It's crazy to think that 2017 was 7 years ago.
You were in Florida. Yeah. Probably.
No.
Almost in Florida?
Because I remember walking out of Minnow Travel and looking at it.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah.
I was working at the butcher shop. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, it was. It must have been after that is when I went to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon. Because I sent you a Snapchat today of us hanging out with our friend Matt in Atlanta when you moved back from Florida, and it was in like November of 2018.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it was November to November. I was there for one full year exactly.
Makes sense.
So that would make sense. Because I bought the house in
end of 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy to think that I've had this house for 8 years, almost 8 years. How nuts is that? Time flies.
It's pretty nuts.
Time flies when you're having fun with the bros.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun. Hey, we've got a special
segment. Tasting.
Special.
Do it.
Excuse me. Phil, you want to grab any of those from that bag?
Sour apple.
We were planning this podcast today, and I said, I'm going to bring four Locos. That's 16 Locos total. So this first one that we're going to be taste testing.
16 Locos.
is four Loco sour apple.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's get this started. Beautiful.
Last time I had one of those, I couldn't find my pants.
Oh, that's so green. Timon, what happened the last time you had a four Locos?
I don't know if I've ever...
I think
I've tasted them before.
I've definitely bought some, ironically.
I think the last time I had Four Loko was when they had the energy drink, when it was illegal. Cheers, boys.
So this is a green apple schnapps color.
Like a Jolly Rancher.
It does. It smells like green apple schnapps or Jolly Rancher.
It doesn't taste bad.
Well, see, that's the dangerous part, is it doesn't taste bad.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like candy.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's a liquid Jolly Rancher, that is.
Oh, it does. I have the acid reflux hitting. I feel like the gurgle in my stomach. Malt liquor, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Four Locos, sour apple.
Oh man.
I don't know how I drink a whole.
Oh, I taste the alcohol at the end of it.
Yeah. Aren't you guys glad I didn't pour more in our glasses?
I mean. You could have.
We have four more to try.
Are we going to leave this one open?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do they cost? How much does...
Not enough to need to finish them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
Less than $3?
Guys.
How times
more than
changed.
$3.
Guys, I have a job. Again. Come on.
I can throw money around now.
See, the last time I had a Four Loko, that was the best that you could get for as cheap as you could get.
That would not be a bad drink to walk around a party with.
Uh-huh.
Just yours to drink the whole time.
Yeah.
Or two of them or three of them. I could see that.
Or four of them taped to your hands.
Oh, man. Is that what...
16 Locos hands?
Yeah. it was Edward 80 hands is what that game is called. That is not a fun game.
Did we do that?
We've played Edward 40 hands a lot with 240s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've won that a lot.
Yeah.
We should play again, Phil.
You would lose.
No, I wouldn't. I so would not.
So it's 2 40-ounce of malt liquor tied to your hand.
Duct tape your hands.
One to each of your hand, and you cannot take them off till they're both finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it's like seven beers.
Yeah, 80 ounces.
80 ounces. It's like seven
beers. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I used to buy those at Grace College, man. You remember that?
Yeah.
The gas station, the Speedway on Winona Avenue.
Yep.
$1. It was $1.50 for one, the Cobras. Mm-hmm.
Those are definitely more now.
King Cobras.
Yeah. King Cobras. And, dude, first time I drank it, I'm like, this is like butter. You're eating a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. It was very tasty. No. Yeah. I think it's the sugar that's the worst part of these Four Locos, you know?
How many?
Talk about sweet.
Oh, it doesn't tell
us.
Yeah,
I doubt it's on them. I can Google it. Oh, if I had ChatGPT, it would tell me.
They wouldn't know. Okay, so that one, not very good.
Yeah.
If you had a Sprite, perhaps.
I do have a Sprite. We could throw a little
to
Sprite.
To mix it with. It'd be real good. But otherwise, not what I want to be drinking.
I'm looking up Four Locos sugar.
Four Locos sour apple.
So a 12-ounce serving of Four Loco is 30 grams.
So this can is 60 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Or one can of Coke.
Yeah, close to one can of Coke. Nice. Well, thank you for bringing that, Lincoln. I really appreciated that segment.
We got three more. Phil, you want to grab the next one?
Are we drinking them all? I haven't even finished my first one.
Okay. Let's
talk about a second subject and then pull out the next. Okay, pull it out. Let's just get through this.
What else did you want to talk about? I thought we were just talking about AI.
That was it.
And the old days.
In the old days. Mm. What else is going on in your guys'? Any good memes you've seen?
Mm. None that I want to mention in a format that's recorded. Mm. how do you guys feel about like the current state of the internet? Things you can or can't say, what is being posted on certain platforms. How do you feel about how the internet is going?
I do. Sorry.
Playing footsie over
it's here. Not Twitter anymore, but X is. It's too. They're too free. It's too free now.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's not enough restrictions. There needs to be some restrictions.
X is a wild place these days. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you, like, I feel like you can tell the difference of each of the. Yeah, I got to finish my dog. Give
me a second. That's no rush. Okay. I was going to go ahead and pour it so we could.
What is this one? Loco USA?
No, finish yours first. We'll talk about the drink when we actually get to it. Right. Okay. No rush.
You can tell. You can tell.
Take your time. Finish the drink.
you can tell the difference between the apps, though.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, I don't enjoy being on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Compare, like, why would I look at Instagram when there is Twitter? You know what I mean? I'm never going to stop calling it Twitter.
I think there's so many more than there used to be, and they're all basically the same thing. Mm. I mean, there is obvious differences, but I mean, like, it's...
Except for Twitter.
Well, it's all a format, so they're all going to follow this format to...
He just went for it.
Good?
Continue.
Why did you do that? Why did you break the...
Because I wanted to.
Okay.
Because I wanted to.
How would you describe that smell? That smells like...
Sorry, listeners.
It smells like farts and rubber a little bit.
This is the Loco USA Four Loco.
It kind of tastes like farts and rubber a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, why did the green apple taste so much better than that?
This is what the USA smells like. Farts and...
tastes like child labor laws.
Since we stopped the podcast, I'll intro the Four Locos. Loco USA, Four Loco. 13.9%. It tastes like melted, blue raspberry icy and malt liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can definitely taste the liquor in this one.
It's almost good. The first two-fifths of the drink are pretty good.
Oh, I can feel my stomach hating me.
Just before halfway through, it starts getting bad.
Uh-huh. See, the initial taste is like, this could taste good. And then it sits there.
It's like, this is a nice beverage. Oh, no.
Surprise.
It tastes rotten. Oh. Can't wait for you to try it.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time with the sour.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard time with the sour.
How do you think they would taste mixed?
Better?
It can't be worse.
No. As in, pour your glass into mine so that you can try them.
Okay. I was just going to sip from the forbidden fruit. Okay, here we go. Yeah, enjoy that. We should just, at the end, mix all four of them together.
Not great. Not great. Try that?
I already did it. Oh. Why didn't it make it better? It was so bad.
Oh, that is rough. Mm. You boys are right. Let's go back to the app. Dude, you finished that. Wow. Let's not pull out another one. I haven't even tasted this one yet.
It's all right, man.
Pull it out.
Your time.
Pull it out. Let's
finish the drink.
No one is saying to get it out.
Okay.
But for real, we're going to get the next one out. So if you want to hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up. Come on.
You're trying to derail this podcast real fast. We need like a song while we're drinking this.
What has this podcast been about? What are we derailing?
It's not been derailed at all. It's been good.
I knew this is what it was going to be like.
Yeah.
I could see this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you, pastors, they say they do Mm-mm. this. You don't know anybody. No, that's true. That's so true. That is true. Pastors, what they do, supposedly at some point in time, they do a bench burner sermon. It's like really harsh. What they do is they try to offend people and clear out the group.
Talk about tithes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Kind of just get the, open up more seating, kill some of the old growth, make room for the new. That's what this podcast is. It's kind of a bench. Drop the subscriber numbers a little. I need to change my name.
Listen, if you're a respectable member of the community and you listen to Timmons podcast, boy, do I have news for you.
Oh, boy.
I don't, actually.
No, tell them.
My name's Lincoln. We used to do this podcast all the time. This is how it was.
Yeah. And a book coming soon.
Potentially an AI book coming soon.
How cool would it be if it...
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't submit the Dungeons & Dragons podcasts.
Oh, those are the... You should only submit the D&D
podcasts. I'll do a D&D podcast book by itself.
Guys, we need to do another D&D episode.
That would be fun.
That would be fun, yeah.
Okay.
I'm down for it. I'm trying to build that table. I know if I'm in...
It's all right.
Dude, I keep giving you TVs and you keep saying no.
I got a beautiful picture from Phil one day of this TV. And I was like, oh, that's nice. How much does it weigh? And then I get a picture of it on the scale.
How else was I supposed to know how much it weighed? Because what kind of question is that? So how much is this TV, something you've never thought of weighing in your life, how much does this weigh?
So you took it to your shipping scale and weighed it.
No,
that makes sense.
No, he took it to his bathroom scale.
There's Phil, completely naked except for underwear, holding the TV on the...
I was wearing clothes. You didn't even see my... It was a picture of the TV. I wasn't even in the picture.
It was a reflection, bro. It was beautiful.
Reflection.
It's a beautiful photo, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Phil. I told him no.
That's twice now. You get one more.
Yeah. I have a TV, and I just haven't done the thing. I haven't made the project. Need to do it.
I'll take your TVs, Phil. Mm-hmm. We already have one of your TVs.
Mm-hmm. Have another.
Dungeons and Dragons episode would be fun.
Those were fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people didn't ever listen to them.
I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. I would. It would be kind of cool to have like the highlighted points of what we talked about, though. I would appreciate
what
that.
What were the define highlights?
It was just
like,
us failing at D&D.
I remember time. No, not D&D. Of the whole daily content conversation, the timeline of when we started to when we ended, and some of the conversations we had, the topics, the thing. I mean, there were the same stuff, but there were other times we were chatting about things, and it'd be kind of cool to have those memories at like a high level bullet point. Hmm. Oh yeah, we talked about all this stuff.
I'm still glad we did it. Someday I'll listen to those again, yeah. Probably. I imagine it will be similar to the way we discuss like college and the fun things we did then.
Mm. This like will be, there's a couple high points.
Yeah, this will be the fun thing we did during COVID.
Have you done it before? Do you listen to your have you ever re-listened to an old podcast?
Yeah, occasionally. We've made podcasts listening to old podcasts.
Yeah,
Podception.
Let's see. I tried listening to one of the last podcasts you and I did together, and I just wanted to puke.
Was it the Four Loko you were drinking?
I wasn't drinking a Four Loko.
When you were?
When not that time.
All right. Phil, get the next one. Yeah, no, let's go.
That was a good thing. We need to put a little bit between just like pounding Four Lokos. I mean, the first two was a good start. Right, it's solid. We got it in.
Okay, so here's the thing. By the time the time we get to the fourth one, we will have done over an hour and 15 minutes of podcasting.
where are we at right now?
Where are we at right now? Well, I mean,
it depends on when you start.
I was gonna say this isn't exactly the right numbers, but yeah, 47 minutes. So
you're, do it. I have not lost it at all.
You're in point. All right, yeah, pull out another one. We'll see what we got, folks. What we got? This is the fourth one.
Third one.
Why don't we? I like the idea of let's do a slow incline.
We both have not finished our second.
Can you could you get me one of the Michelob Ultras?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is it behind you? Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Lincoln is not driving anywhere tomorrow.
Nope.
Or tonight for sure.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow?
Tell me. Well, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I think I know part of what you're doing tomorrow.
Tell me.
Sleeping on my couch?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good point.
What do you mean by probably?
Oh, yeah, you're making a lot of sense.
Okay.
Are you watching Joe?
Huh?
Are you watching Joe?
No.
You not? Oh, no.
What is happening right now?
Are you watching Joe tomorrow when he's in Ohio?
Have you not been asked to watch
I have not been asked this.
We'll talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, of course.
So you will not be sleeping on your couch. I
was so confused. Oh, no.
What are you doing tomorrow, Phil? Not watching Joe. What else? Tell us.
I mean, apparently I'll be watching Joe.
So we're going to Ohio tomorrow to see my in-laws. I thought... Potentially, my wife had asked you to let the dog out.
Of course, I'd be more than happy to.
This is embarrassing.
That's okay. What are you doing tomorrow other than... let's imagine this conversation has not happened where Joe is in the equation, and you were going to tell us what you were about to tell us.
Could you feed the cats, too?
Obviously. What kind of monster would go and just...
I don't know.
You get food, you get food, you don't get anything. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, of course. What was I talking about?
You're going to tell us what you're doing tomorrow.
Oh, I was just going to go get breakfast. I'll probably go to the farmer's market.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Sky Zone. Yeah, I'm going to the Sky Zone.
I've never been to the Sky Zone. It seems either. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could.
It so I went to Sky Zone in college. College me, 20-year-old me, went to Sky Zone, and I was blown away by just how fast I was completely exhausted.
Really? I would get tired out immediately.
Yeah,
that would be it'd be the funnest thing in the world to all
for like
right
15 minutes
for like 5.5 minutes, really? And then it's like, ugh. Oh man, this is cardio.
I'm really? Sleeping on one of the trampolines.
So
Why are you going to Sky Zone?
My nephew comes to, he's turning six. So he asked his dad if he could go to Sky Zone. He's like, yeah. Do you want to invite any of your friends? He's like, yeah, Timon. And then my brother-in-law is like, what about me? And I was like, I'll take you as my plus one. He's like, okay, cool.
That's fun.
So we're going to Sky Zone. He's six now, and I had no clue about this, but once you turn six, you can now play trampoline dodgeball. So we're going to do some trampoline dodgeball.
So you're going to drill your nephew in the face with a dodgeball?
I'll try. I'm going to definitely try. Maybe my brother-in-law.
Happy birthday to the ground.
I'm so pumped, dude. So, yeah, I have never been, and I'm excited that we're going to do that. I have to also give him a birthday gift. Got to figure that out. But, dude, I play a lot of dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm playing dodgeball probably 10 to 12 weeks out of the year.
That's incredible. It's been 10 years since I played dodgeball. Phil, when is the last time you played dodgeball?
12 weeks out of my year, I'm playing dodgeball, and probably every single day during the week.
At camp, yeah.
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Eighth grade?
Yeah.
We used to do that when I wrestled in school. So we would play, when we had like off days during practice, we would just play dodgeball, but we'd use volleyballs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very painful. And it was painful. It was just a group of people trying to throw it as hard as they possibly could to hurt you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the game.
Did you play if you get hit in the head, the other person's out?
No, we just throw the balls at each other until somebody gets knocked out and the coach tells us we have to stop.
That's our deterrent. Like, if you do throw a headshot, you're out. You can't play that game. Just so you know, it's keeping it.
What kind of balls do you use?
We use your classic, like, a little bit deflated.
They're like foam, rubbery. Covered in plastic.
No, they're rubbery.
Oh.
Like kickballs.
Yeah.
Like kickball, you know what I mean?
Ouch.
They're not too bad because you can still catch them. You can still dodge. You can use one to deflect.
Okay.
The games we play, we don't play just strictly dodgeball. We've got like remixes. Mm-hmm. So we have a thing called castle ball, dodgeball, but you put a couple different cones on each side and they're like your castles. If you knock those over, then they lose or you get the other team out. So there's a couple different ways. And there's a prison. So like if you get knocked out, you go to the prison, which is behind enemy lines. If a dodgeball comes into prison, you can use that to hit them. So you're dodging balls coming forward and behind and trying to guard a little cone. So it makes it multifaceted. There's also Dr. Dodgeball. Are you familiar with that? There's one person that can heal you if you get hit. But if they die, then it's cool. Yeah. We play a lot of different games, but when I'm at camp, I can kind of choose which games I play. That's the one I go play every time.
Because you're the adult.
Yeah.
You can make decisions at camp.
I mean, sometimes. Yeah. I have some freedom. Not a lot, not a ton, but enough to play dodgeball every single day. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you get to play dodgeball.
What I do, I like to sit.
A significant portion of your day-to-day life in 2024.
It starts out in the morning. A lot of accounting, answering emails, a couple phone calls, dodgeball.
A lot of accounting? What do you mean by a lot of accounting?
So, because every week their kids are signing up for camp, so I got to assign each one. I got them like...
You pull up in QuickBooks for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, some of that, yeah. I'm making connections. I also have to pull off.
You pay reports. Three bills. Yeah.
So 90 minutes of QuickBooks every single morning is still a lot of accounting. I mean, and then you got to answer phone calls, and then you got to get out of here. It is.
You type two purchase orders.
Yeah. A couple emails explaining some answers.
I'm and just kidding. I'm sure.
Do some phone calls.
Are you King Accountant? For the organization,
there is an accountant above me who is on our board.
Gotcha.
But
it sounds like you're.
I do the day to day. Yeah, I'm the inside track.
That's fun.
Things.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see like what goes in, what goes out.
Yeah, it's. I'd rather play dodgeball.
It's true.
Does that mean I'll at one point be able to play dodgeball?
You will, if you are a camp counselor. Which I'm trying to get Phil to be a camp counselor this summer.
Phil.
You will play dodgeball. You will play one of four games.
Don't do it. Don't hire Phil.
No, it's not.
Don't do it. Don't
We're not hiring him.
Don't.
It's all volunteers.
I'm not getting paid for this. Oh,
Phil. No, Phil's going to be an amazing camp counselor. I'm so pumped for it.
It should be fun.
Yeah. We play four different team games. And There's one called Flicker Ball, which is basketball with a football. There's another game called Beachy Ball.
Whoa. How do you dribble?
No, but dribble. It's
could they just play basketball?
They do that, but this is like different. Instead of dribbling, imagine Ultimate Frisbee rules. So you pass each other. If it drops, it switches possession.
Can't move.
But you play it on a basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that I played a like summer camp related game, I got MRSA.
That'll probably happen this time too.
That's what happened to Timon. I remember the last time Timon had MRSA.
Yeah,
it came from camp.
It did.
Yeah, I was playing volleyball and scraped my knee in the sand.
Ooh. Do you guys?
So mine was a gorilla suit. So
a gorilla suit gave MRSA.
Yes. On Mondays, this was not at the camp I worked. This was when I was in college. On Mondays, we would do a camper orientation for the kids, because every week the new kids would come in, and I'm like, let's do something crazy where the campers in our group are hunters, and they're trying to hunt and they would go to different locations to do it. And so I dressed up as a gorilla suit and scared the living crap out of my campers and then would run into the woods because I knew all the shortcuts and stuff, and they had Nerf guns and they tried to find me. So we just trailed all over the camp, and it was in the hills of West Virginia. So I knew how to like pop up over here and freak them out, and then 2 seconds later be behind them, be like, what's up? You know, and like this. But you run in a gorilla suit, and after a while you can't breathe. So I took the gorilla suit off, and yeah, MRSA.
Dang.
It was rough. Or spider bite. I'm not sure, but they're pretty similar to both.
My dad used to play a game with like all my siblings and my cousins, like when they'd come over and spend the night. He called it scare tactics. So we would just, he'd give us all like a group. We got one flashlight, and he would put on, he had a gorilla mask, and he would just I lived next to it, like a big cornfield on one side and then just nothing but woods on the other side. So you're just walking around like the house in the dark, like eventually going through the woods, waiting to just scan the flashlight, and then there'd be my dad with the like perfectly still. And we'd freak out, we'd go back and he'd be gone.
Oh my goodness. That would freak me out.
Oh, it was terrifying.
Yeah.
The woods are scary at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have some. I don't go out
really
at night, no.
Yeah. Nothing's going to hurt you out there, Lincoln. Your neighbors. Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Let's pull out the next one.
The
next
third
four loco.
The third.
Next four.
Three quarters locos.
There's 12 locos. Ooh.
All right. Oh. So this one.
Warheads.
I already regret this choice.
Warheads. Sour Cosmic Punch. Four loco. 13.9% alcohol by volume.
It's all the same. All the same. I think they should probably
Which is pretty impressive, honestly.
I think they just have a base and then they just pour in whatever garbage to make it taste a certain way. You know what I mean? Like the base is probably all the same. We're drinking the same type of alcohol. It's just the mixer that tastes.
I think
that was way too much.
I think
much.
This one's going to taste.
Why here, did you do me. That?
I think this yeah, one's going to yeah, taste yeah. real good.
I want like a sip.
Do it over this. Right over the soundboard. Man.
Yeah.
Man.
That's good. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. To Lincoln not driving.
Do you guys think that there was a mud flood recently?
No. Recently?
So tell us this.
As
a couple hundred years ago.
This is Tartaria, right?
Yeah.
Back in the
Tartaria. Yeah.
I don't get the Instagram videos like I used to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about having a job and being awake during the day and being asleep during night
right.
Really drives your Instagram explore page in a
different direction.
Direction.
The middle of the night rabbit hole Tartaria. Yeah, I've been down that.
100%.
Yep.
Hey, this
and they don't go anywhere because it can't explain anything. It's just like it gets to a certain point and then.
No, I'm on board. So this Four Loko is pretty not bad. It's like kind of sour.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like bubble gum.
Hmm. Yeah.
A little bit.
It's better than the USA.
But it tastes good.
The Tartaria stuff, you sent me a couple of videos. I watched them and it didn't connect for me. It didn't scratch the itch that I wanted it to.
That's fine.
The question is why? Like they're saying it as like early as like 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. doesn't make sense. I think that we've lost. I think there are civilizations before us that were way smarter than us and better.
I think they don't understand is that like big cities, especially cities that have been around for like a long time, they don't build out, they build up.
Yeah.
So of course there's going to be like, or it's just like an old building that was like built on kind of like not the best ground. It's either going to sink or things build up around it. If a city's been around for, you know, a couple hundred years, it's not going to look the same.
Let me tell you a story real quick. So
I'll tell you a story after this story.
Okay. My dad and mom bought their house in 2000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their front porch
of our Lord.
Yeah. 2000. Their front porch, like concrete slab that we would walk on to walk into our house, has gone down into the ground like a good 8 inches, 9 inches. So you can see where the baseboard of where you walk into, and then it's like that much. That's in 24 years. It was less than that. My dad recent, like maybe a couple of years ago, jacked it up, poured more cement or something to make it work out. But if that could happen in a matter of 20 years, why couldn't it? They didn't build. Do you remember when they built the science building at Grace College? They had to put logs in the ground because it was such a heavy building that it would have like sunk into the ground. Hmm. All right, tell me your story.
In Goshen, Indiana, downtown, there are buildings with windows at ground level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mud flood.
Okay. That in Goshen, you know, there's tunnels, which a specific sect of people reside in.
Well, see, maybe there's tunnels, and there's also the fact that, like, especially as old as this town is, at one
Mennonites.
Point, at one point,
not that old.
The roadways were dirt.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't dig them out and then put roads in. They built up.
Yeah. You got a great point.
Like something that's that used to be here is now here.
Mud flood.
Because you add stuff on top of it.
Exactly.
The entire city of Chicago is built on the old city of Chicago.
Right. Well, they call them tells in the Middle East. They're like, you just see that people build on top of the old settlements, on top of the old settlements, on top of the old settlements.
Yeah, because they're not going to go out as much as they're going to go up. They always go up.
They always go up to the top.
All the way to the top.
Dude. To the top. Also, Goshen does flood. You're right. I mean, there's
mud floods.
I don't know if they're mud floods. They were.
Have you seen the Kroger downtown? Mud flood.
Yeah. Do you think that was a mud flood? Or just a regular flood?
The mud flood of 2018? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Mud flood of 2018.
Okay.
Do you remember? Goshen, more like ocean.
Yeah. More like ocean.
I do. The only thing that can, like, it's not that. What's the best word to describe this? The only thing that intrigues me about the whole mud flood thing is, like, it always talks about the World's Fair and how they built these buildings up and then immediately tore them down afterwards. Why spend all that time building a building just to tear it down?
Like, I think that's their point.
Yeah. That part I find weird. The whole concept of a mud flood is outrageous.
Because you see the World's Fair and, like, why are these exhibits, these buildings, so sophisticated just to be torn down? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't make sense. It would take people, like, a lot of effort and a lot of time to put, like, the World's Fair exhibits together.
What were they sophisticated? Like, how sophisticated were I've not looked at the World's Fair at all. Were they, like, very intricately designed?
Kind of.
Well, they made, big, like, Victorian, like, real fancy. I mean, I don't know, the best way to describe it is like an old school fancy building.
It's worth seeing some pictures.
So I will say, with the Victorian stuff, like, they used to sell that in Sears. Yeah, they used to.
It's good.
that really looks awful.
I mixed all four Locos. That's 12 Locos together.
Oh, wow.
No, it's good. Hot. Yeah. Ugh. I'm sorry, dog.
Sorry. Continue.
They used to sell homes in Sears catalog, which you would just buy and then build. It was like a huge Lego set, but it was just all pieces. My brother-in-law has worked on one in Rensselaer. He's like, it's still standing. He's gone and restored some of the stuff. He's like, yeah, this was a Sears, like, intricate Victorian stuff, right? It makes sense. Send it. What Milgram?
Six, you want?
No. Do you want one? Yeah, I do want one.
I'm good.
It's Zen O'Clock.
Zen O'Clock.
They make my tummy hurt. They make my tummy hurt.
That's your last one. I don't want to take it.
Sure.
Yeah, 100%.
It's all right.
I don't feel comfortable.
You should take it. Phil has had a lot of my Zens.
Really? Nice. No, we're good, bro. You should. For real. For real. For real.
Why is he being rude, Phil? Why don't
it's
he just
his last
it?
What's your deal, bro?
It's like if you took someone's last cigarette or last piece of gum.
If they
or last
it was,
beer.
If they yeah, said it was okay.
They offer you it, it means that they're okay with losing.
Disrespectful.
It, and that's okay.
I know.
Okay.
Also, 6 Nick is pretty intense. I'm not trying to touch heaven right now.
The Zins make my tummy hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but you learn to fight.
But you're okay with 12 Locos.
12 Locos.
12 Locos make me feel great. Zins make my tummy hurt.
Tummy hurts until all of a sudden it doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were saying something. I'm totally lost now. Yeah. The Victorian mud floods.
So if anyone here has
convinced
to this point in the podcast,
convinced
a new listener to this podcast, I think I owe you an apology, maybe.
No,
but I'm not going to give it to you.
You got
to
look at it in terms.
Why do you owe them an apology?
I don't owe them
this
any
podcast
apology.
Is the Protect Our Parks
it
of
is.
Timmins podcast.
It is. 100%.
It's the wildfire that, you know,
burns the church.
People
down.
Stop listening to because it's not.
Or everyone listens to it again because they love it so much.
I don't think that's true.
Bro.
Well, you don't know. It goes through people's minds.
We'll listen
to this.
We
can't predict the future.
We'll like it.
We'll
have fun.
In 7 years.
No one else will.
When the next cicada crop comes, okay? And the next
cicadas are not real.
The next eclipse happens. Okay. when both those things interject and we have another podcast where we're sitting down and talking, and it's been, you know, we've had 100 episodes of these by this time, right? Or 50 episodes.
Or 3.
10. 7.
4.
For sure,
5,
at least
6, 7.
Yeah. We'll then use AI to make a book.
You know what I've been getting into?
Tell me.
I've just decided, I go to Goodwill. And I just buy the largest clothes they have. So I bought a sewing machine.
Oh. Right?
So I'm just making my own clothes now.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it, dude.
It's probably part of your, like, it probably itches your creativity.
Yeah, it's nice to have clothes to fit the way you want it to.
Mm. Yeah. I saw you hemmed your pants. You were showing me that at church.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, these look really good.
Yeah, do these pair too.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I had my sister do that to some of my clothes. Mm. Just patch them up. Like, why throw clothes? It's so expensive. And it's like, you can just put a thing on top of it or underneath it.
Yeah. And I like the fact that, like, so from doing that, some of the articles of clothing are completely unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
My body specifically. I don't know. I like that.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else has anything ever close to what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's a good call. What do you think about that, Lincoln?
So when I was in high school, I used to take t-shirts and I would cut them up.
I had plenty of these. I know exactly.
Right.
What
yeah. No, you don't. Yeah. So I'd make cuts of t-shirt that looked like a vest. You know, like a tuxedo vest situation.
Oh, no, you went the opposite direction.
And I would sew those sections onto my shirt to make a tuxedo t-shirt sort of situation. It's real hard to describe without pictures. Right. So
tuxedo t-shirt.
You've seen
I see it.
You've seen the tuxedo t-shirt.
Yes.
Just imagine if instead of printed, it was sewn on.
You sewn t-shirts onto t-shirts.
Okay.
To make a tuxedo t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Like a t-shirt with a vest on it.
I'm picking it up.
You got a white t-shirt base. You take a black t-shirt, cut it up, make a...
Essentially, but I never did a white on black. It was always black with something else black. A t-shirt. Situation sewn.
Wait,
over
so you go
it.
Black on black? So how did anybody?
I mean, no. It was
light
like
black
a
and
separate,
dark black.
Like a black striped sort of situation, or different black material situation over a black t-shirt.
Yeah,
sewn as if to look like a vest on top of a t-shirt, because that was cool at the time.
Do you ever?
Do you still have any of these shirts?
No.
You ever have one of those moments where you're explaining something and realize, it's pretty weird, kid?
No, I was a weird 17-year-old. Yeah, no, it was weird. It was definitely cringy. Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know about
I told cringy. One of your childhood stories to a stranger.
It was cringy. Timon, what story was
Please, elaborate.
You see how I, like, remember before the podcast I was talking about hooks? You see how that hook just got hooks. Right in there a little bit?
I was engaged. I was paying attention. Yeah. What childhood?
I talked to someone who went to Bear Lake, and I said, Lincoln.
Bear Lake.
Bear Lake Christian Camp. Lincoln used to go to that camp. I said, my roommate.
My best friend in school.
12 Locos. Brought to you by 12 Locos.
Right next to Bear Lake Camp.
Nice. Yeah, so Lincoln, his dad had stepdad had a paraglider and would drop you candy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, airplane, but yeah.
Airplane, okay. Yeah. So I told them that story, and they thought that was really cool.
It was cool.
I thought it was cool, too. That's why I told the story.
I have additional details to share with you about Bear Lake Camp.
Okay.
After the podcast.
Oh, the juicy stuff for the Patreon. Me and Bring the next Four Loko out.
Me and my friend would, we would get a bunch, we'd get a group together and break into a Bear Lake Camp because they had a basketball court.
Oh. And just play basketball.
Saturdays. Yeah.
Bear Lake Camp in Indiana?
Or the one in Michigan?
Oh, I'm thinking of the one in Michigan.
Yeah, there's one. Two. Oh, Razzle Dazzle.
Yo, Razzle Dazzle.
Four Loko. Sour. Yeah. Blue Razz. 13.9% alcohol by volume.
Sometimes I forget that, like, although we were relatively close together through our childhoods, like, as far as distance, you guys had completely separate interactions, like me growing up in Michigan and you guys in Indiana.
There's similarities for sure.
All right, guys. What color do you think this
blue.
Is?
Easy.
That's a light blue color.
I think it's going to be white.
You think white?
Nope. It's light blue.
I was right.
Yeah, move the.
Yeah, it's raspberry, dude. It's got to be a weird light blue. It's got to be a color that no raspberry has ever existed in.
Blue.
So I'm going to drink half of this, and then I'm going to mix all of them to make the...
Boy, is that not good.
Yeah.
No. That one smells even more like farts. But I don't hate the taste.
It's blue razz.
Yeah,
it's this blue razz alcohol taste.
See, this tastes like you were saying earlier, like a raspberry, like
melted slushy.
Yeah,
that's not too bad. Ugh, that aftertaste.
It's pretty bad.
I was thinking about ice cream trucks. The first experience I ever had with an ice cream truck is moving to this town.
Okay,
like the first year I moved to this town, I had ice cream truck come by the house. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I went, had the whole interaction, bought a Bugs Bunny shaped ice cream.
The classic, yeah.
Or icicle or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to the guy, and he said, I was his only customer.
That day?
It was like 6 p.m.
No way.
Yeah. It's like.
I always think that the guy who is on the ice cream, who's running the ice cream truck, probably just got out of prison. Did you get that vibe?
Probably, but I'm there to buy ice cream. I don't care who's driving the truck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just give it to me.
I need something shaped like a Looney Tunes character and a Choco Taco, and I need it now.
Yeah.
So I had
an
uncle who went to prison.
Okay.
I had a cousin.
That's a hook, dude. See, you catch
and
us with it.
So one of his jobs out of prison was driving
an ice cream truck.
Ice cream.
No way. See?
That's incredible.
The stereotypes right on.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, you got two options when you do a stint in prison. It's either ice cream truck or carny.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, there's not a whole lot.
Kind of
as far as freedom goes, there's not a whole lot.
I do kind of wonder what he's up to today.
Do you not know?
No idea.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Not Facebook friends?
Mm.
Hit him with that message.
I have a cousin that got a life sentence in prison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Somehow he got out. I'm not 100% sure on the detail, but now he works at my family's butcher shop.
Huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
I probably met him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Bald that guy. Is not good.
Wait, beard.
All four all 16 Locos, the flavor combined is not good. Which
eventually, when that color comes out of you, because it will, because it's a Four Loko and that's a part of the experience, it's going to look exactly that color. That's fascinating.
It's going to taste just like it does, too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to be so hungover. I'm going to text you tomorrow and just to verify, just to see what, how you doing.
Hey, what time does the farmer's market close?
1?
Oh, I got time. Yeah. I got all the time in the world.
Pretty sure it's 9 to 1. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're good, dude. Mm-hmm. Farmer's market's great.
I finally got to experience. I've gone to this specific breakfast place on Saturdays enough times where people stop asking me,
Phil,
just you?
Phil, which place?
Oh, I go to Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Over by the movie theater.
That's the place.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. I love that place.
Have you tried the American House of Pancakes?
I did. I went there once.
It's not New Angels.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand people's. I've heard some like not so great experiences, but people who don't like that place specifically, and I don't understand it because that's like the quintessential like.
Oh, Angels?
Yeah. Everything's made in house, and then you go to like. Some place like the American, or what is it called? American House of Pancakes? American House of Pancakes.
Whatever. I don't know what it's
called. IHOP.
Well, it reminds me of IHOP. Kind of IHOP, it's all frozen stuff mixed together. At least at like Angels, it tastes like real food. It tastes like the food like
from Gordon's Food Service. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Angels.
Uh-huh. The vibe.
Did you ever go to Daycap?
The food. I went with you once, I think. Yeah. Are you talking about that place that opened up next to the Hispanic Law Office?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went with you and Allison once.
Good. Yeah.
It is good, but there's always a line.
Yeah.
And it's open is odd.
They're closed now.
They closed?
Yeah. Oh. I know. Yeah,
I'm glad I did get to experience that one time. I wanted to go back, but it was always this weird line.
Yeah, it was weird.
To be
hours.
Honest with you, the prices were just.
It is more expensive. Uh-huh. It's next to Common Spirits. It's like
mm-hmm. it's like yeah, like yeah. underneath it.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. They had good coffee.
Have you been to Olympia? Olympia is a really solid breakfast spot too.
Where's that at?
On the
right
the
downtown.
Courthouse. Yeah,
where they make the candy.
Oh, the candy shop.
Yeah.
I've gotten
their breakfast.
I've gotten their breakfast door dashed. I've never been in there to have breakfast.
It's a cool vibe as well.
I don't know. I absolutely love
is killer, though.
Just a unique breakfast place to go to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I like Angels so much. It's because, like, the food, you know what the food's going to be.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
You know? It could be. Okay, or you know, great. I mean, it's not
going to be
breakfast
awful.
Food.
Right?
You can't mess up breakfast food. That's
very hard to. Yeah,
you can. But Angels is really good.
Yeah, Taco Bell breakfast. But like, have you ever?
Whoa. I disagree. Their breakfast Crunchwrap is
Taco
is a whole
Bell
level of delicious.
Is good at any meal.
Their breakfast is surprisingly good. Okay,
I won't argue.
Fast food
breakfast
I absolutely cannot stand is Burger King.
Oh really? I like Burger King over McDonald's. Well, McDonald's is good too.
Uh-huh. I went there yesterday.
McDonald's.
Just to get a quick meal.
Which one?
Burger King.
Okay.
And they have like, McDonald's used to have these like, they were wraps. So it was like a piece of like fried chicken.
Yeah.
In a.
Chicken wrap. The ones. Yeah.
And they were great. I mean, they were like a
dollar. You can drink something
$50.
Else, bro. You don't have to drink that.
Can I get a little bit of that?
Oh my gosh.
That's a bad idea. What was I saying? But I.
I do not want you to pour any of that in my jar. No, thank you.
Oh, but like, so Burger King has a version of that now. And it's just like a chicken patty cut in half. And like, I got one. It was a tomato, half a chunk of like old lettuce, a cut chicken patty, and then wrapped in a tortilla. It was disgusting.
That's
like, look at that. It bothers me so much. Like, the whole point of fast food is that it's fast and cheap. And so now it's not cheap anymore.
Right.
And if you find a place where it's cheap, it's the worst. I mean, fast food is already not the best food for you. But I mean, it's like the bottom of the barrel. And I mean, it's like, I just remember like opening up to look inside and seeing like, it was like, what do you call it?
Yeah, just gross.
It was like soggy. And yeah. It was like,
no, thank you. Do you know what I do for my fast food meals?
What's that?
Universal tamale.
Universal tamale is good.
I get, so for Allison and I get a dozen tamales and a cup of corn. $22 for both of us. But, we eat not all of it. If we didn't do the cups of corn, it would be like $17 for two people. And the tamales are fire, and it's ready in 5 to 10 minutes. Pick it up.
This is why I love. This is one of the main reasons why I love this city. Is not just to
tell us.
As soon as it gets warm, like I'll see him more often. But like I saw him once.
Please drink something. Please.
Delicious.
It hurts. It hurts watching you pour that. I'm so.
Let's. Rage.
I'm so sorry, Jasmine. I'm so sorry.
But okay, so I was
hey, how do you feel about the new lights?
I like them.
I like it.
They makes it like a vibe.
Give us a second wink.
Oh. Okay. All right. It's okay. It's not on the equipment.
But no, say so
oh, you
summer.
Drank it all. Oh my God.
Is that not what we were doing?
It is what we're doing now.
No, it's not what we're doing now. I'm not gonna drink it all. I will keep sipping my blue res. Every time I sip it, my stomach like it goes, oh, yeah.
My stomach is completely flipped upside
down. Yeah, right, dude.
Me too. Yeah, it's not great.
That's part of Four Loko. You got to pay the piper.
No.
Okay.
Lincoln's paid
16.
It.
16
Locos. 16. Okay.
16
Locos.
We got four Locos. That's 16 Locos.
Lincoln has paid the piper.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, I got to get this out before I forget it. The tamales.
Yes.
So there will be a guy that just drives down my street. He stopped me this past, the last summer. And I was working on my car. And he just stopped. And, I'm underneath the car. And the guy just, pokes me in the leg and goes, tamales? You like tamales? I was like, yeah, well, I guess I like tamales. Sell them out of the back of his trunk.
No way.
He had Venmo. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't have any cash, but otherwise it would. He goes, pulls out the Venmo.
No
I got a whole, a 20 pack of all their different flavors. Oh my God.
And probably a buck a piece.
Yeah. Dude, they were super cheap.
No,
delicious.
Please don't stop. Lincoln, no, dude. Let that one settle. Oh. Give him a Zen, too. He needs a Zen.
No. I
get this into your body, Lord.
I don't want a Zen.
Let's put these away. Makes his tummy hurt.
And let's bring him back.
No, it's good not living in the city.
Yeah.
I drive home from work and go in my house and
just chill.
See,
that is
nice. I've lived in scenarios where you live now. I've lived like that. My entire life. I live out in the middle of nowhere. Through my entire childhood, my closest neighbor was 6 miles away.
Wow.
So it was just cornfield and woods and then a highway eventually.
Right.
Right. So my first real experience living in a city is living here in
Goshen. Yeah.
Which is honestly I love because I'm used to going outside to hear frogs and coyotes howling and just you're just completely
you just hear dogs.
Which is nice. But
homeless.
At least here's the problem. Well, it's not, I don't know if it's a problem, but I have, I honestly I'm kind of used to it. Hearing the trains or hearing people walk by in my apartment, it helps me sleep now. I enjoy being close to people and being able to just hey, I just want to go for a walk and get something to eat or get something to drink, and I really like that. But there's also the same time is I keep running, especially with homeless people.
So many homeless. That's the one thing you are missing is the homeless.
Guys, I am not missing anything.
Although, I feel I've become a folk hero. Not a hero, but
No. Yeah. hero.
You're a man of the people.
I have fought so many homeless people since I moved to this town.
Can you tell Lincoln about the time you rode a homeless person down your stairs? Yeah.
So I had
Lincoln. He rode a homeless person down his stairs.
He rode them.
Yeah, I got home from work, and so at the beginning of last year, I bought a Ring camera just because, like, I was feeling kind of lazy, and I didn't want to have to continually bring my bicycle, like, because I already have to take it all the way up the stairs, so I just leave it on my porch. Instead of taking it into my house, because
makes sense.
This just seems kind of dirty, and it, like, I don't know, I'm lazy.
And it's on top of your porch, like it's a two more step. It's a long walk
to get your bike from your.
It's not just chilling on the
front up into your house.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, so for like 3 years, I'm leaving this bicycle on my porch, never having a problem. Well, things were getting kind of weird, and I was seeing. More like a bigger population of homeless people or people like I would sit on my porch at first and like I would just like smoke a cigarette or just sit outside and enjoy like the warm weather, and then like all of a sudden here's a guy just bounding up my stairs wanting a cigarette or just like wanting to talk about
weird
it.
Weird interactions.
Yeah, just super weird interactions. So I'm like, well, you know, I'll buy a Ring camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy this Ring camera, and one day I come home from work. It's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in my house maybe 15 minutes, like enough to like use the restroom and like change into like home clothes. And all of a sudden my Ring camera like dings on my phone. I look at it and there's a guy just kind of on my porch, and he was like ruffling through my ashtray. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting on an Amazon package. So the Amazon package, and I see him looking at it. And he goes to grab it. So I'm like, I'm in my bathroom, which is like 3 feet away from my front door. So I'm like, I run out onto my porch, just trying to scare the guy away. Well, he's got my package in my hand. So the only thing I thought to do was.
And he's heading down the stairs?
Yeah. Well, he's like, he's turned away through my camera. I could see him like turning. So I opened the door right when he was like 3 or 4 steps down. And I'm like, well, I needed whatever that package was at the time. So I thought the only thing I thought to do is I launched myself off my porch and went feet first into his back, and he went forward. And eventually I like surfboarded him down my steps into this like cement pad at the very bottom, on the ground. Gosh. It was an interesting interaction because I was.
Was he out? He was.
No, I mean, he was a little.
Did you get your package?
Yeah, I mean, I pick out my package and I talk to him about God for a few minutes.
Because he almost saw God a little bit. Well, he was also stealing your Amazon package. Yeah. So, you F around, you find out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is also, so one thing I enjoy about living in the middle of nowhere is you don't get a lot of fights with people.
Right.
Since I've moved to this town, I've gotten into at least 11 fights.
Oh, my word.
It's mostly with homeless people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had rough interactions with homeless people, but not.
Well, so because I would come with you to do the food thing.
Yeah. Feeding the homeless. Yeah. Yep.
And then, like,
2020, we fed the homeless.
So I've had weird interactions.
Are you about to roll?
I'll be back.
Grab some water, dog. For real, grab some water.
Could you grab me a glass of water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You're good. Just leave it. It's fine. It was on the edge anyways. You're crazy. Alright, you feed the... Let's go back a little bit. So you feed the homeless. Okay,
so I think you were there for one of those interactions where I was talking to a guy that was coming in, and I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. So my like immediate
he tripped on you though.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
He hated you.
And so my only I have a problem hearing anyway.
Yeah, no, so, but he was like trashed. Yeah, I remember this because it was in the hallway.
Yeah,
he was trash.
Right, it was right at the front door, and he come in, and he was, I remember him talking about Kentucky. I think that's where he was from, and so I have family in Kentucky, so I was trying to like
talk to him about.
Yeah, it was something to talk about.
He did not like
it. Well, and I couldn't understand what he was saying, so my only like normally in that scenario where I can't understand what somebody's saying, I'll just kind of like smile and like maybe.
Nod.
Small laugh or nod or whatever, because I, you know, I don't want him to think I'm not paying attention. It's just I have trouble hearing, and he was definitely
intoxicated.
Yeah,
he's pulling. Yeah,
and he did not. He didn't. That interaction did not go well.
No, he did not like you. He like was trying to. He was trying to fight you there.
Yeah,
well, I was laughing because I was talking to him.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, man, come on, come on. Feels good. Feels good. Yeah. I just kept on saying that. Like I was just deflecting his. He was, like, pissed at you for some reason.
Well, you know, he was talking about living there, and I was trying to relate to him, and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have interactions like that.
Yeah. They're already on something.
Well, like, I mean, I've had a guy, like, run up to my porch, like just full sprint up to my porch, and, like I said, they all asked me for a cigarette, and there was one guy who was just giving me this whole
spiel of this,
spiel thing like that. Well, you know. One thing I've noticed, like, especially when I was in college, they'll come up and they'll have this, like, not ordained, what's the word?
Yeah, they've written it.
Yeah.
They got the script that they're going to go through and then,
Anything like that. And so, like, I would run, especially when I was in college, I would run into, like, the same people and they'd give me the whole spiel. And I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. Here's, like, you know,
10
like
bucks, 20 bucks. Yeah.
Something. You know, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do this. I know why you're talking to me.
Yeah. Hey, I need money for gas. I broke down. Yeah. Da, da, da. Okay.
I've heard this before. Just give. Here's this. You know.
Yeah. And it's funny because I've heard those before, and like sometimes you realize that they came up with this spiel when they are high on something. Oh, does not make sense in the normal world, but in your world, it probably makes total sense. Well, it's like, the most convincing thing you've ever heard. In my world, I'm like, wait. Why are you wearing a suit that's like half tattered and?
There was.
Are you okay? Okay. Did you get water? Do you need water?
Yes. I got water. I'm good.
If you open up that Phil, if you pop that open, there is water in there. There's that bottle by the Sprite.
That's there's water. A label that says Michelob Ultra. No, not that one. The other one.
That's the water.
The Michelob Ultra that's labeled water. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You drank all the four Locos, which is crazy.
I drank some.
You drank four Locos. 16 Locos.
See, I drank some Locos.
Is I really want this water, but to drink this water, I have to empty this glass.
Give it to Lincoln.
Here. No.
That's what he needs.
Not the water, the alcohol.
No.
Yep. Lincoln, you don't have to tell the audience, but did you puke?
No.
Just give me a thumbs up if you did. Or
I really didn't.
Okay.
I would tell you.
What's the over-under that you are going to puke tonight?
I would say like 90% not.
90% not.
Yeah. Dude,
I'm staring in the pipeline of at least 50-50.
50-50, yeah. Yeah.
No, probably no.
I don't know. I don't know where he's at in his life, but where I've had my life,
I've had 50-50. I've had some.
He's got an iron stomach.
I do not. I do. Dude. Yeah.
I will throw up at 20, 25, maybe.
Okay.
Drinks.
20, 25 drinks.
But before then, I'm pretty.
The year 2025.
TCF, yeah.
Are you saying we've got still another
12?
12 months before you.
Yeah.
Drink. Okay.
Maybe.
Buke. All right.
We'll see.
What was I talking about?
Homeless. It's okay. It's all right. This is beautiful. I'm loving where we're going with this.
Oh, so when I was in college, there was this same homeless guy. I'd run into him constantly. Anytime you went downtown, you'd run into him.
Are these both mine?
Sure.
One of them, I think, was mine. I think that one there specifically was mine, but for you, for now, it's yours. That one was also mine.
Yeah. I'm glad you're drinking your water. I'm so glad.
Proud of you. proud of you.
Your story, Phil.
Okay, okay. He was, I mean, dressed to the nines as far as like a homeless person.
Okay, yeah, looking good.
You know, I mean, just like
looking solid.
Full like silk suit, but a little tattered, right? Yeah. And he would always have this lady with him, and like there was this bar specifically called Shakespeare's in town. Okay. I went to
Kalamazoo, right?
Yeah, I was in Kalamazoo, and so me and my roommates would be like walking.
Western Michigan.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I live like right down the street from Western's campus.
So you're right there.
Yeah. So I mean, like we would go to this place and. When we'd be done, we'd be walking home, and we'd always run into this guy, and he would do this whole, he had this whole spiel where he'd get down on one knee, and he'd put his hand up, and like, call you, basically call you a king, and then just like, could you spare a peasant, you know, like a dollar? It was this whole spiel that he would do, and you'd have to let him do the whole thing, or else like, he would start over. You'd just be like, dude, I just want to go home. Here's $20, just please. He's like,
No.
And just like down on one knee, you know, he'd make his, I don't know if his girlfriend. I mean, I'll say this: he was dressed in like a paisley pink suit, and he had a feather in his hat.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
The survey show. Probably not his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fascinating going
co-worker.
Yeah. Well, co-worker. Like going from that where it was just like goofy interactions to like, I'm going to have to fight this person.
Yeah, here in Goshen. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I have been in more fights as a person. I've been in more fights since I moved to this town than any other experience in my life.
It's nuts. It's, I mean, this is just the... Mm-hmm. Welcome to Goshen.
Uh-huh. I've also, I think I've created something I like to call crack judo, where it's just a way to fight crackheads in Goshen.
Okay, how does this work?
Well, see, the last experience I had like, I was I'm on my porch. Guy comes up, bothers me about a cigarette, and I said, well, absolutely, here. Have a cigarette. And then he wants to give me this whole spiel. I'm like, here's $10. Can you please leave me alone?
That's correct.
The thing is, you have to let them go through the whole spiel, because no matter what you say or what you have for them, they need to get this out. Like, they're just not paying attention to you.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you show that you're not, like, fully invested in that spiel you've heard 1,000 times... they get kind of angry, and then it turns into me like doing jujitsu moves on my porch, throwing people off.
Have you thrown people off your?
Yeah, I had one guy. He pulled what was the brand? There's like a Walmart brand of like pocket knife. It's called Ozark. He pulled like one of those knives on me. Went to like
no way.
Here's the thing. It's like an 87-pound dude who's just like, to him, he's going lightning fast. To me, it's like, this is slow motion. So I'm like, I grabbed
this guy. But he pulled a knife on you?
He pulled a knife on me on my porch. And I grab a hold of his hand, and I just did the first thing that made sense to me. So I stuck. I
Spartan kicked him.
Well, like, I had a hold of his hand because I didn't know how. Like,
what was the conversation that happened? Did he give a spiel? Mm. Or did he just decide to, like, I'm going to come up and stab you?
Well, no, I think it was one of those, how do I say this? It's like
he was propositioning.
Well, say he wanted to finish his thing, and I just kept saying, hey, dude, here's, you know, I don't know, I may have like $10 on me. So, like, here's what.
So you're trying to give him money, and he tried to stab you.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to speed up this interaction, and he was upset about it. Because he wanted to finish his whole, you know, his whole thing. And I'm just like, I need you away from me.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah.
You know, I have this, you know, amount in my wallet, and I'm more than happy to give it to you. Because, you know, for whatever reason you need it. I don't need this whole thing. You don't have to lie to me. Just take this and leave.
You don't have to lie to me. Pulls out the knife.
Well, he wanted to go, yeah. And he was like turned away from me. And I seen him like mess with his, like, he had like a hoodie on, and he lifts it up. And it's like a, not a pocket knife. It was like something, it had like a sheath, but it was like, I don't know. I just remember seeing the Ozark label on it. I think I might have actually, I think I might have kept it. It might be in my house. Because, well, anyway, he has it. You know, he like turns around and he goes, he just like lunges at me. So I grab either side of his hand. Like, so I have like his hand fully in my, you know, like grasp. And so I did the only thing I could do. And I just stuck my foot into his armpit. And I just kind of like, I kicked out. And then he just did a tumble down the stairs.
Oh my gosh. Did he just leave after that?
Well, no, I did the responsible thing. And I talked to him about God for about an hour afterwards. So I think
hit him with the God, hit him with the concrete.
I think what's happening is this is my ministry: is I fight homeless people and then I talk to them about Jesus.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you gotta be wise as a serpent, and a serpent's ready to strike at any time, bro. And then innocent as a dove, just coming with the gospel.
It's fascinating how, like, you know, because if I were to talk to him about that, you know, about something like that beforehand. Like,
wouldn't have like, the comment. Wouldn't be
they wouldn't. Them. Yeah, it would just. It would go in one ear and out the other.
You beat them
and all
up.
All of a sudden, I'm just like
they're listening.
Like, you just did like a 10-foot tumble down my steps and hit a cement pad.
You're solving homelessness one fight at a time. Yeah.
let's talk about it. How'd you get here? You know, what can I do to help?
Yeah, why'd you try and stab me?
You know, and it's just like, and so,
what do you think about that, Lincoln?
So we moved out of the city for this purpose.
You didn't want to crack judo anyone?
No.
Yeah.
My house is scary.
Dude, your house is terrifying at night.
It's dark. Mm-hmm. Our house is dark at night.
Let's say the last couple of times.
It is not encouraging for people for individuals to come visit at night. Mm-hmm. Our house is hard to find.
There was one night I was leaving their house, and I got to my car, which was parked a little bit in front of their house, like kind of where there's like a wooded area on one side, and I heard something move. It could have been like a cat or you know, any sort of animal. I mean, they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And I freaked out and then booked it back in their house, and I was like, I was all out of breath, and I was just like, hey, I just need to sit here for like a second.
And chill.
It was like, they had to like turn a light on for me in the front porch. So like, I am terrified right now.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
I like your house, man.
Which is, it's odd for me because like I said, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Like I spent all my time, especially during the warmer months, I would just go out into the woods. Like there was 10 or 11 acres.
To run around.
That was just nothing but woods. And I would stay out there for months.
Yeah. Just and vibe.
Like I come to like their house and I hear like a little noise and I like, you have to protect me. I'm terrified.
Lincoln, hold me.
Please. I need a hug.
That's cool. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Do you want more Four Locos?
I do not. No.
This I have to pee so bad.
You emptied most of those.
We have tried our Locos. We've had 16 locos. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have accomplished what we set out to accomplish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this bring random really crappy liquor to the crappy alcohol.
How dare you, sir?
No.
Malt liquor, my bad.
Real crappy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should do taste testings every time we do a...
What kind of college experience did you guys have where this is
Christian
crappy?
College.
This is top tier malt liquor.
Not a good college experience. Nope. Not a good one.
We'll get it. I want to hear this Bear Lake little tidbit info after the podcast, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Guys, where can people find you?
They cannot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you work? Like, no, I'm joking. Okay.
You can find
what's
me
your
on...
middle name? Okay. Social Security? All right, go ahead. Sorry. Go
313.
I've heard that. It's a Colombian.
You can find me on, it's not Twitter anymore, it's X.
Yeah.
I'm El Diabito with two E's. I think that's it.
Leg is gone. All right, folks. Thanks so much for joining in this podcast.
Whoa, dude. Put the guns away, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Don't make me get dangerous.
Dude, he's about to get some some crack Jojito or whatever you... Judo. All right, peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.